Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Welcome back to the WCHL Chapelboro 2015 Year in Review. Now, once again, here's Aaron Keck.
And thank you for joining us as we continue our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 news makers in our community this year. It's time now to revisit one of the most inspiring local stories of 2015. It began, as inspiring stories often do, with sadness. A beloved and respected individual, in this case a judge, diagnosed with a potentially fatal disease. But this summer, faced with that devastating news, that judge, his friends, his family, and ultimately our whole community came together on a mission to raise awareness, raise funds, and save lives. Our number 7 newsmaker of the year, Superior Court Judge Carl Fox.
Anybody who knows Judge Fox knows he is absolutely one of the nicest, kindest people you will ever meet.
Carl Fox has been a Superior Court judge in Orange and Chatham County since 2006, but this year he was diagnosed with blood cancer, a disease that could be fatal if a bone marrow donor wasn't found.
It's still one of the worst diagnoses you can hear.
It's commonly believed that donating bone marrow is a painful process, so not many people have registered as donors, but the judge and his friends would not go down without a fight.
I thought I had a better chance of finding a match if more people registered, and if more people registered, everybody had a better chance of finding a match.
You'll feel like you've been kicked in the rear. My opinion is, if I can ever get to save someone's life, then kick me in the rear.
And so began a campaign called Save the Fox, a donor drive spearheaded by community leaders from business owners to the county sheriff.
It is the most well-orchestrated campaign of fundraisers I've ever seen in my life.
And by the time it was over, hundreds of new donors had shown up to register.
He said he was just absolutely floored when he pulled up and just saw all the cars in the parking lot completely filled. He could not believe it.
It's not just about me, it's about all of us. We're all in the same boat.
I don't know that one could serve their fellow man any better.
Unfortunately, none of the donors was a match for the judge, but he's still fighting to recover with blood transfusions. In the meantime, the campaign he inspired is still saving lives today.
You don't often get the chance to save someone's life. To me, it's like our society. We're all in this together. If we start thinking about that as opposed to thinking about ourselves, then the greater good is achieved.
Carl Fox, our number 7 newsmaker of the year. Carl Fox's story inspired us in 2015, but for our number 7 news story of the year, we turned to a tragedy that shocked and saddened us.
Orange County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Yeah, there's a Jeep going northbound 85 on the southbound side. He's not driving slow.
At 3 a.m. on the morning of Sunday, July 19th, 20-year-old Chandler Michael Kania, a student at UNC, drove the wrong way on I-85 at high speeds for 6 miles before running head-on into a vehicle with 4 passengers. 3 of those 4 passengers died: 49-year-old Felicia Harris, 46-year-old Darlene McGee, and Janice Baird, who was only 6 years old.
This case represents almost unimaginable horror.
Chandler Kania had gone out drinking that night with his friends, using fake IDs that had been served in at least 2 places, La Residence and He's Not Here. During the evening, Kania had gotten into a fight and taken off. At the time of the crash, his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit.
At least one, and as many as 5 people attempted to physically restrain him from getting in the vehicle.
Chandler Kania now faces 3 second-degree murder charges. He couldn't spend the next 50 years in prison. La Res lost its alcohol license for 2 weeks, and He's Not Here will likely be shut down for good. And 3 people lost their lives on I-85.
It's an indictment in many ways of the world we live in and the world we tolerate.
The wrong way crash on I-85, our number 7 news story of the year. We're almost halfway through our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 news makers of 2015 in Chapel Hill. I mentioned 2015 was a year in which we came face to face with our long cherished values and had to ask ourselves, how much are we willing to stand up for them? For our number 6 news story and our number 6 news maker of the year, we turn to the fight for equality.
Tar!
Heels!
Tar!
Heels!
Roll off the tongue better than Black Lives Matter.
Our number 6 newsmaker of the year is a group, the Real Silent Sam Coalition and the Black Student Movement at UNC.
If this school does not put in writing efforts that will be taken to address systemic racism, all of this will be for naught.
Racial justice and racial equality were already major issues on campus as well as nationwide. But in 2015, a series of events highlighted the issue even more, and the Black student movement was at the center of change. In May, the Board of Trustees voted to change the name of Saunders Hall after students protested the presence of a building named after a KKK leader. Over the summer, following the mass shooting in Charleston, calls intensified to take down the Confederate memorial known as Silent Sam. And in October, when a group of pro-Confederate demonstrators showed up on campus to support Silent Sam, the counter-protesters outnumbered them 3-1. Then in November, not long after protesters at the University of Missouri forced the chancellor to resign over racial incidents there, students in Chapel Hill took over a town hall meeting on race with a list of 50 demands, including more minority faculty hires, greater transparency on graduation rates, and the renaming of Saunders Hall after the writer Zora Neale Hurston.
These recent series of events are not unique to Missouri, but rather the result when cries for justice continue to fall on deaf ears.
There is no Hurston Hall on campus yet, and Silent Sam is still standing. But the movement's efforts this year have everyone on campus thinking and talking about racial equality. And for that, the Black Student Movement and the Real Silent Sam Coalition together is our number 6 newsmaker of the year. For our number 6 news story of the year, we turn to another ongoing battle for equality.
At the end of the day, it's elementary. Government is here to serve everyone. If you go to a government official and you ask for them to perform the service that they were hired to do, they cannot deny that to you based on who you are.
In October of 2014, gays and lesbians across North Carolina celebrated as a circuit court struck down the state's ban on same-sex marriage. But in 2015, the fight continued.
Being in politics is not always about what do you think. It sometimes is about what do you feel. And today I just feel bad for the people of North Carolina.
In June, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the right to same-sex marriage nationwide. But in Raleigh, the General Assembly passed Senate Bill 2 over Governor McCrory's veto, allowing magistrates and registers of deeds to recuse themselves from performing marriage ceremonies if they had a sincere religious objection. Democrats, including House Member Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill, were not happy.
I'm deeply saddened for those people who are gay or lesbian and know that their state government does not want to offer them full equality.
Orange County, of course, has long been recognized as one of the most gay-friendly counties in the state, if not the entire Southeast. But this year, national headlines charged Orange County as an anti-gay community after parents at Eflin Cheeks Elementary School objected to a third-grade teacher, Omar Curry, who read his class a book about gay marriage called King and King.
I don't want a book like King and King being read to my grandson when he is only in the third grade.
And in September, East Chapel Hill High School saw an incident where anti-gay graffiti was spray-painted on an outside wall.
It makes the school a less effective learning environment.
Chapel Hill and Carrboro are still two of the most LGBT-friendly communities in the nation, but 2015 was a reminder that the fight for equality is always ongoing. We're halfway through our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 news makers of the year in our community. When we come back, we'll look back at a Board of Governors under fire, a professor who won international acclaim, and of course, that historic local election from November. But first, a look at the year in sports. And for that, we turn to Blake Hodge.
A run to the Sweet 16 by the UNC men's basketball team and one of the best football seasons on record received many of the headlines this season. It was a strong year for many of the Tar Heels sports programs. The field hockey squad was one of the best teams in the nation, winning the toughest division in the country by taking home the ACC championship. They rode that momentum to a conference championship rematch with Syracuse in the national title game. The Orange got the better of the Heels in the rematch. Both soccer squads had stellar regular seasons and made trips to the NCAA tournament. Jamie Loeb made history for the UNC tennis team, winning the program's first individual national championship. Now getting to men's basketball and football, the Carolina basketball team made an unexpected run to the ACC title game in March. Carolina advanced to the NCAA tournament, winning 2 games before falling to eventual national runner-up Wisconsin in the Sweet 16. Carolina returned nearly every player for a potential national championship run in 2016. The Tar Heel football team entered 2015 on uncertain terms. The team had a disappointing finish to the previous year and was bringing in an entirely new defensive coaching staff, a staff that would be led by Larry Fedora's biggest recruit during his tenure in Chapel Hill, Gene Chizik, as the defensive coordinator. Chizik and the new defensive staff worked their magic, and Fedora rebuilt team chemistry that was non-existent in 2014. And after dropping the season opener to South Carolina, the Tar Heels played some of the best football in the country, rattling off 11 straight wins, claiming the Coastal Division championship. The Tar Heels then lost two heartbreaking games to close out the season, one to the Clemson Tigers, the top-ranked team in the country, in the ACC championship game, and then the Russell Athletic Bowl to a Baylor Bear team that entered the season with national title hopes. After the final game, Fedora had a clear message to College Football Nation. The Tar Heels are here to stay. Lake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.